What's up, world? I'd like to welcome y'all to a Drug Dealer's Dreams podcast, yo. Shit is real. We got real guests.
Yep.
Informative. Yo, my name G.
I'm Benny Blanco. You know, for those of you who lived it, can relate to it, seen it, heard it, felt it, been through it, it's for you.
Yo, we gonna have real convo, real guests, real just back and forth with me and my guy, man. Sit back, enjoy the ride, man. Drug Dealer's Dreams.
Word. If you're tuning in for gossip, tune out.
All right.
Yo, Drug Dealer's Dreams. Another episode.
Back
man.
At it.
Back at it. I'm G.
Benny. What's good, bro?
Yo, a lot going on, man.
Tell me about it.
Just came back from the town. Took my daughter to college, bro.
That's a milestone.
That shit is a milestone.
What college?
She go to Buffalo State. Nah, she go to Buffalo State. She go to Buffalo State.
That's a classic town college.
Nah, that's a fact. That's stuff like 13th grade.
Yeah.
But nah, I respect the fact that she went. I ain't care. I would say I ain't care if she went to community college, but I would. So let me stop lying. But nah, I respect that she went to school. That shit is a milestone because. Shit, motherfuckers don't do shit with their life. As many women who got pregnant and fucked their life up and whatever. And shout out to the chicks who got pregnant and still went to school or didn't and became whatever. But what I'm saying, a lot of times your life ends with that. You know what I mean? You become a statistic, right? So, now she went to college, yo. I'm, like, proud of her. Like,
that's dope.
Like.
So you did the real dad shit. Like, you went to the dorm and all
went
that.
Went to the dorm. Went to financial aid. Mm. Whatever she owed, I paid.
Respect.
Get ready for these books. And she been there 2 days. She cash at me today.
I was going to say. You know what
I'm like, how the fuck do you need money already? You did orientation.
Yeah.
But, nah, that shit is, like, super dope. It's a milestone for her.
How Buffalo looking?
Buff was actually cool. What? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Buff was actually cool. That was probably my first time, like, really riding around Buffalo. But it was cool. Went to a few spots. Hustle told me about this spot called La Nova. It's an Italian pizza spot. Some mall pizza spot. Lit. So shout out to Buff. But nah, that shit is like a milestone for her.
Shout out the whole upstate.
It's a milestone for me, too, because it's like, it's definitely not about me, but I feel good, like, making sure my daughter in school and she focused.
Yeah, and you kind of got another one up out the nest, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. So, I thought that shit was cool, man. The trip was, what you say, twofold?
Okay.
All right, now my brother, everybody know my brother got life sentence. He in Attica, right?
So you used that trip to go see him, too?
I usually do. When I go up there, I go see him in Attica. This time, they moved him back to the Cuse.
Where?
To the Cuse, to the Just. Where? To the Justice Center downtown. Now, they know that my brother... Listen, let me tell you. Because I even tell my man, this is breaking news, right?
All right, breaking news, word.
So, they know that we got him an appeal lawyer. His appeal lawyer has beaten the DA, the assistant DA in New York State, Kilpatrick. And he done reversed some of his cases. So, they know that he got him. He lit lawyer. My brother got a natural life sentence, my nigga. They bring him back down because they trying to charge him for another shooting to get insurance. So when he beat this appeal, he's still sick.
He's still sick.
That's a fact. They playing dirty. That's a fact. Damn. So tomorrow, I mean, we don't know. By the time this come out, tomorrow they charging him with another shooting. Double.
A double. Is it homicide or just a shooting?
Two attempts.
Okay.
It's a fact. You know what I'm saying? Shit fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never heard somebody on a life sentence you bring back down to give a more trial. Like, he can't do a life sentence, wake up, and do more time.
Life sentence.
But you know that's what happened. So, my cousin called an attorney to see why they had him down there because they never told him why I was down there. The lawyer told her his case is a hot commodity downtown.
A hot commodity.
Because they said he got an appeal lawyer and he's going to get off on technicality. And they doing this... To make sure he fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
So basically, if
if he didn't have the resources to get an appeal lawyer,
they would have never gave a fuck. They'd have left it alone.
They would have just let him rot.
That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? And so we're gonna see how this shit go. We picking 12. You know what I'm saying? It's jurors all day, ain't no pleas. You know what I'm saying? So he ain't got nothing to lose. So that's the system. You know what I'm saying?
That's deep.
Is born to lose, built to win. You know what I mean? We gonna fight free cam. You know what I mean? But that's how they playing.
Saw a picture of him. He look good, man.
Yeah, yeah, fact. He got his weight up, not his hate up. He down there. You know what I'm saying? So
at least he get a little movement. You know what I'm saying?
He hate it.
He hate it?
Yeah. He been in already. He don't want to be moved.
Gotcha.
He in a system. He got a job.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
He got his routine done.
Yeah, yeah. Nah. You know what I mean? He worried about losing his job back at Attica.
Wow.
He already been in. You know what I'm saying? So he don't want to move. Like, you got to understand, if you in there with lifers and motherfuckers who got 20, 30, 40 years, six life sentences, all that shit, you don't want to go back to your county jail where motherfucker got drunk in public, leaving tomorrow,
yeah,
doing dumb shit. That should give you with a short hair trigger where you want to do something to a motherfucker. Word. Because you already in your shit. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
He is definitely fucked up. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely.
So you went from basically on this trip, I mean, you, like you said, twofold, like, it's just you went from something that was completely positive
to something to
100% being reminded,
negative.
Something that pulled you right back to some bullshit.
That's a fact. So me and my pops together went and seen him.
Word?
That's a fact.
That's dope.
That's a fact. I'm going to see my brother every time I go home.
No, I'm saying, but the fact that you and your pops
me and my pops went together, and we saw him, man, and you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
How was his spirits?
Nah, he was cool because at the time, we didn't know. They said he was pulling him back down to take his DNA. And at first, like, that don't make no sense. Y'all got his DNA. Y'all took his DNA when he called the first murder trial, and when he go up north to Elmira
exactly.
and reception, they
exactly.
take it again.
Exactly.
So what is y'all talking about? Y'all need his DNA. Oh, yeah, it's a court order. But it did that because what it is you got dudes who catching new cases who telling all old shit to try to free. He got a life sentence anyway. Let me do this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So everybody just, the shit fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So he in a tough position, bro. So now we got to pay a lawyer for appeal. Now pay a lawyer for a new charge. You know what I'm saying?
A whole new charge.
You know what I'm saying? So.
What date that shit dated back to?
Like,
what year? How far back did they go?
2015. Fact.
Wow. It went 3 years ago.
They went back 3 years ago. You know what I mean? And they said, fuck it. We gonna try our hand. You know what I mean? Hey, give me some cranberry juice, bro. Please. So, you know, we went to the visit. We had a good visit because at the time, they kept talking about DNA. So we like, oh, they fishing. Dudes could be talking, but if they talking about DNA, they don't really got nothing. Like, they would just charge you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But in turn, we got word that they about to charge them.
Did you get some time one-on-one with Pops?
Yeah, yeah, me and my Pops is cool and shit. Definitely talk with Pops. Me and Pops is A1, man. Like we just talk about life choices, man. Like, it's a choice. Like my brother innocent, right? But it ain't, it's about the shit you known for, even if you didn't do it. It's about the people you hang around.
And your reputation.
And your reputation.
You.
Yeah,
in
fact.
You.
Like I've said it many episodes before. Like, you are who you hang around, right? You hang with non-rob niggas. You be the tough one.
Yeah.
So on and so forth. And y'all got to understand that. Like you got to hang around people that's positive. You know what I'm saying? You got to, not saying everybody's just all good all the time, but it got to be some type of honor amongst thieves. It gotta be a means to your end too. Like, that's all I'm saying. Like, you know, he's paying for himself. He's paying for his crew. He's paying for whatever. And them decisions that he made when he was young, that I tried to school him on, that now he listens, but it could be too late. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? So shit is fucked up, man. Like
shit
free
is definitely
bro.
Fucked up. I should just still got my head fucked up from the beginning that it's like they even smell that a motherfucker about to get out, and it's just like it's railroad season.
Yeah, they know already that he about to come home. The lawyer told him all this, like they know he at the world, the whole DA and the defending lawyers are saying like, yeah, he about to touch. You know what I'm saying? Like,
how does he interact with your dad, bro? They got a good relationship?
They have a great relationship.
That's dope.
Nah, that's a fact.
I think sometimes as men, right? Well, I bring it up. I think sometimes as men, when you're young, right? If you don't have a good relationship with your pops, it don't matter as much. Like, you be on some shit. But when you get older, I think is when you really realize how valuable a dad could be.
You know, the illest part about his situation with his pops is me and him had two total different relationships with our father, right?
Right.
Same father. When I was young, I had the rich dad.
Okay.
But he wasn't around.
Right.
So what happened was, damn, that's Cam's cousin right now. Talking probably about court tomorrow. Right. But either which way, I had the rich dad, but he wasn't around. My pops, he see this, he think he raised me and he was just around. Dad, yeah, you're lying. Yeah. That didn't happen.
Yeah.
You was good. You a good dude, but...
Yeah, you wasn't there.
You wasn't there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What happened is I had the rich dad who... When I caught him, I caught him. If I caught him down, they say, yo, your pop's down the street. I run down to the block, the corner store. Dad, give me $20. He gonna give me $20. Right. He wasn't looking for me, though. Right. I stayed 10 houses down, but he didn't come check me, right?
Right.
But as I got older, I understood, like, he was just running the street, like right. whatever. Right. Not giving him an excuse, but that's just what happened, right?
Right.
So he didn't come to shit. My pops ain't made a graduation. He ain't made a school function. You hear me? Now, my pops went to the feds. He come home popped. He broke. My little brother, like, 9. You know what I'm saying?
So he got 10. The time.
He got the time. He went to basketball games. He went parent-teacher conference. Couldn't buy him shit. Right?
But he was there, though. But he was there.
But he was there. So what happens is, but keep in mind, my pops got, at the time, had 13 kids. So he ain't there all the time, but he's there a lot. He going to games
more than
shit.
For you.
20 times more than me. Now he got 14. But listen.
Right.
So what happens is when my brother's 14, 15, 16.
I met an older lady that said he had more than that.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. That's possible. So like my pops, my brother like 14, 15, 16. Yeah. I'm like his dad. Like I buy his school clothes. I buy his Jordans. Right. Whatever. He like, man, I wish I had the dad you had. Dad had the bag. I said, no, I wish I had the dad you had. You don't understand. I say that to say, now that he in there, he understand the dad he had. You know what I'm saying? Like that shit is precious, bro. You know what I'm saying? And
you as a dad now, that's a valuable lesson you could take into fatherhood, bro. Like, how do you balance that
I appreciate shit? That. I balance it, and I could do it better. Honestly, I'm not saying I'm the illest dad. I do think I'm a good dad. I'm not saying that. I like to, honestly, and I say that to say that goes along with the people you hang around. Look at the people we got here. Look at Rome. Look at Jig. Look at Chop. Like, I'm going to hang around motherfuckers I'm like. Yeah. Good fathers. Like that ain't no coincidence that we fuck with each other.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? Yeah. And I say that to say, the reason why I think I'm a better dad, I'm not going to say that my father, because now he's becoming that.
Well, also, that's bigging him up, too.
Because that's a fact.
Your kid is supposed to be better than you.
Right, right. The student is supposed to be better than the teacher, right?
Right, right.
I seen my pops when he was young in the street. And when I got older, I understood why he wasn't around for me, because he was in the street. But I made sure that if I'm in the street, I'm going to be better than he was. Because I see how you could get caught up and be out in the street and your kid calling, I'm slipping. Let me take my ass home. You know what I'm saying? And that's the balance you gotta take. Yeah. But your kids gotta understand, just like even if you're not in the street, if you was a doctor, a lawyer, whatever, I gotta go to work. So you gotta give me this time to work a little bit, but I'm gonna make sure I'm there for Girl Scout meetings or right. Or basketball right. practice or right. whatever I got to be for.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my son played basketball for high school here. I didn't miss a game. Word. Not home games, at least, because that's the least I could do. I'm going to cut off all this shit to make sure I go to the game. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's my father helped me.
You being observant enough to understand that shit, it lets you know the value of time compared to money, which is always, it's always a fight, but you got to have both. You got to have both on some level.
But you're right. You want to know the reason why I was there?
Huh.
Because that shit hurt me.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, exactly. Like you got to be man enough to understand that shit hurt me.
Right.
Like it's great to have your mom there. But
your dad's mom, presence is
first
different.
First of all, your mom's would be mad that your pops ain't been around in months. Right. But when he come around, you worship the ground he walks on.
Yes.
Because his dad is just different, bro.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? It really is fucking different. I don't care what nobody don't say. Now, I hear people talking about, oh, I didn't have my dad. My life was just in shambles. I ain't going to say all that.
Right, right.
I'm going to be me regardless. Like, I'm going to be all right. My mom and my grandma raised a good man. Yeah, I'm going to be straight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I understand the void. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to impress somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like you want that acceptance. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, and when you get older as a man, you run into grown man issues that you want some type of reference point to. So who do you reach out to? You going to sit there and reach out to your peers, motherfuckers your own age. It's boom. Like, go ahead. See that? Nah, but I think dads become even more useful as you become a grown man with them. Like, the goal, right? The goal is to be able to sit down and have a drink with your pops and talk about real shit.
That's a fact.
Right.
Well, let me give you a story from this past weekend when I was home, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let me go back a few weeks. So, boom. I go home. I'm not dissing my pops' girl or not. His last baby mom. She young. She like 31, 32. My pops be 62 in 2 months, right?
He should get an award.
That's a fact. That was her first kid.
Let's make an award.
That was her first kid.
Trophy.
That's his girl.
T-shirt, something.
We'll talk about that when he picks a good one, right? Not playing. She probably never listened to this, so it's fine. So, what happens is...
30 years, B?
She's not a good wife, right? Keeping it on it. She's not a good wife. She's... 30. Damn, everybody's going to... They're going to see this back home. Fuck it. I don't give a fuck.
They're going to air you out.
She's ratchet. She's ghetto. She is... fuck it. Listen. Right. So, what happens is...
yeah.
We go to a wedding for my pop's brother, which is my uncle, right?
Right.
A couple weeks ago, I go to the town. Right.
There's no running away from the podcast, Yeah, Jiggy Wild. You can't run away.
So, listen. So, what happens is... She's at home. I guess she's supposed to be at home cleaning. They moved in a new house. My pops moved in a new house.
Right.
He's coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is my pops say, you know what? Y'all don't have to get a hotel. You stay at my new shit. He's proud of his new
shit. Yeah, I got a new spot.
Go to his new shit. Shit is dirty. His shit is... Mm. His shit is... She got weed around. Mm. Blunts. Just... My pops got a 2-year-old kid... So my pops coming along, what the fuck you got going on? Like, I've been gone. I went to Buffalo from Rochester. From Syracuse. So we've been gone all day. Like, he left at like 8 o'clock in the morning. We coming back. Yeah. It's 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Shit fucked up.
Shit fucked
she
up.
She know I'm coming. All that shit. So my pops like, what the fuck you doing? You don't smoke weed all day like my son.
Plus,
I'm supposed to have my son staying here.
Sidebar.
Yeah.
You're like. Yeah. When you come to town, it's a big deal.
That's a fact.
That's what I'm saying.
So you know what I'm saying? So, you know, they ain't fully moved in yet. They just have moved in, but it's enough. It's an extra room where we could have slept, right?
Right, right.
So now we looking around like,
we might get a hotel. Yeah.
I'm going to get a hotel. Yeah. So my pops say, son, I know y'all going to get a hotel, I'm going to have this shit cleaned up for tomorrow. Whatever.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
So he tight, though. He's embarrassed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
that's a fact.
Yeah.
So he called me like 30 minutes later, hour later, like, son, where you at? I'm like, yo, we just got a room, whatever. And I'm like, dad, you slipping. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you showed me better than that with the past women you dealt with. Like, you dealt with my mother. I think my mother's a good mother.
Right.
Like you better than this. Don't jump on a chick because she young and you old and you think that shit is cool. Like, she ain't the one for you, Dad. Like, right. Like, you had a kid by and all that, but, like, he had a kid more than her. You know what I'm saying? And like, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, Dad, you off point. You know what I'm saying? So let's fast forward to this week. I just go up there.
All right.
I've been up there a lot lately, whatever.
Yeah.
Weddings, daughter graduated from high school, daughter went to college, all that. So this weekend, you say, son, you was right for telling me what you told me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I would have told you the same thing. You know what I'm saying? He like, you know, my pops like to joke a lot. He used a lot of metaphors, a lot of slangs. He said, son, I'm typing up eviction papers as we speak. That's what he said, right? He might be lying. You know, niggas can't really get away from this shit. Yeah. But he know that. He like, my nigga, I don't like the woman I lay with at night. It's a fact.
That's deep.
He like, but you opened my eyes to help me realize, like, I'm settling for less. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck how old a bitch is. I don't care how slim she is, how whatever. She ain't for you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I respect that he told me that. Like, he listened to what I was saying. I wasn't playing him. I told him that from my heart. Like, you my father. Like, I don't want to see you going through bullshit.
Yeah, I'm not
like,
trying to play like you. I'm trying to look out for you.
She takes from him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like she really will do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, or even if she works, you pay all that.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep mine. You know what I'm saying? And that's different when you just got a bag. When y'all trying to come up together, shorty, you got to help. You know what I'm saying? I talk on this show, we ain't supposed to be 50-50 and all that. When we got it, no. When we fucked up, like, we both, like, actually trying to win.
Yeah.
Shorty,
you gotta
on
something.
Top of that, fuck the bills. You ain't clean the house. You ain't got no meal.
Something.
Shorty, yeah. You tripping. You know what I'm saying? And why we got one car? You got a job. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that shit is just, that shit ain't cool. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just been a lot of instances. I ain't gonna put all my pop business on here, but I just think that when he said that to me, I know he listened. You know what I'm saying? And the same way I would listen to him, I think that's cool that we got that relationship.
That's
that he
what
can
I'm saying.
To me,
I think the golden years for like a father and a son is like when both of y'all are grown.
I ain't sharpened iron, still
yeah,
sharpened steel.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
I think when you're young, if you're angry at your pops and you're 17. It's easy to say, fuck my pops, right? It's easy, because you think you'll never need them.
That's a fact.
But then you might be 35
and
be in some real family shit or some type of grown man shit, and you're like, damn, I could use a fucking that's father's right. advice, because my friends are telling me the worst shit ever.
Yeah, you gotta value your relationships, man. Like, you can't take for granted nothing. Like, oh, my pops wasn't there my whole childhood. Yo, if he's still living.
You think you should reach out to him? You think somebody who says that, you think they should reach out to him?
I think you should reach out to him, and if he shun it, then fuck him.
Yeah.
But I don't think you wrong for reaching out to him, because
that's what happened to me.
Exactly. But and we gonna get into that too. I think that it's so much fuck him that can go on. Like it's easy to say that. That's the easy route. And I think if you go to him and he still act like he don't give a fuck, then it is what it is.
Right.
Before we get into your shit, Omar Epps, I seen him recently, Breakfast Club. He just wrote a book, right?
Right. Levels good.
And I really think, let me check my levels. Good levels. Big punch, big levels. All right, we good. So, he said he only met his father twice.
Omar Epps. Okay.
Juice, Q.
Yeah, Q.
You know what I'm saying? He said that...
I know all the juice.
Did you see his Breakfast Club?
No.
Okay.
No.
This is dope. A lot of people probably didn't. You should go back and watch it. Shout out to Breakfast Club. He said he only met his father twice. The first time he met him, I want to say he had 3 or 4 days with him.
Okay.
Right? His pops, you know, for whatever reason, didn't want to be in his life.
Right.
He became Q from Bishop and all of that. cue from Juice and all that.
Right. All of a sudden.
And no, Pop still didn't want to meet him.
Okay.
That's a fact. He reached out and he talked to his pops, and his pops just like, whatever. But in turn, when he met him the last time, his pops had a daughter, which is his little sister. Mm-hmm. The illest part about that is he never ended up getting cool with his pops, right? Mm-hmm. He say, but from that relationship, from him reaching out, from one of his little sister from a kid to now, they super close because he met his pops. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes other relationships forge from it.
So he
said he in like a car service or a limo or something. He in New York, Brooklyn, with a chick. His pops Muslim. Pops on the corner selling books. You know how to be selling books.
Yeah.
See, at the light, look over, tell Shorty, that's my pops.
Damn.
She like, what? You look over? Why you don't say nothing to him?
Yeah.
So he just let the shit, that was the last time he seen him. His pops died.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? But him and his little sister is A1, day one. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and he
deep.
And he reached out, even kept reaching out to his pops just saying.
No, that's deep because my pops is in his 70s, and I'll be waiting for that call. I'll be waiting for the call from one of my sisters or my mother saying, your pop's dead. Okay. Real shit. I've been waiting for that call because
give some that's background, the only, bro. Like, you got to give some
that's
background.
That's the only call I'm going to get.
You got to get some background, though. Like,
so like
was your pops in your life? Like,
yeah. I mean, as a young man, yes.
Till what age?
Remember
your pops got you a car, bro. So
he did.
I remember that.
He did. My pops had a good job.
Okay.
From the outside looking in, it looked like a good situation.
Uh-huh.
But he went through, him and my moms went through whatever they went through.
Hold up.
My pops was
Let me say something. Yeah, I remember you pushed your pops in the snow. Where y'all deep.
I did.
So let's just
now you want to be involved. Now you want to be involved.
Let's go back, because people don't really understand.
A lot of snow in the queue.
Blanc pushed his pops in the snow. They was beefing. That is a fact. Stay that Bobby Martin crib.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah, let's go. What happened? You trying to be low key? Tell me about when you pushed your pops in the snow.
Like,
what's going on? Yeah. Let's go.
Listen. So
let's go. Why is y'all beefing?
I'm gonna tell you. Family dynamics is crazy, right? So a lot of times, I ain't gonna even generalize shit. I'll just make it personal. So my situation was my sister's older than me. They had a better relationship with my pops, right? So.
You the youngest.
Yeah, I'm the youngest. Right. So when shit went sour, and he left,
How old are you?
I think like ninth or tenth.
It's older than that. You had a car.
Tenth grade.
Tenth or 11th.
16. 16. Whatever 16 right. is. Whatever grade you're in.
Grade.
Okay,
right,
10 or 11. So, but also old enough to think you're a man. Right. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so, you look at whatever your father did, you got to take yourself out the equation, or me. I took myself out the equation at that age. I just basically rode for my mother because I saw whatever he did to my moms.
Uh-huh.
So I rode for my moms, and it became a family divide. All right? Henny bowling? Yeah. So, now you almost choose sides though. Families get divided.
Of course.
Right? So you choose sides.
You don't
want
to see your mom's hurt.
Right. So I rode with my mom's. I remember, this shit is difficult because like you said, you don't put your pop's business out there.
That's
hard.
A fact.
But shout out to April, man. You know I don't
That's
mean
a
nothing.
Fact.
But I remember my mother, a great woman. This shit's so crazy. Like, she set the standard so high for me with women. Like, my pops is the only dude my mom's ever been with.
My grandmother was like that. My grandmother
and
told
they're
me
the same
right
age, so What's it's probably fact? A product of the generation, right?
Fact.
I remember when pops left. My mother used to be really, really worried about me, which I'm sure all of our mothers at a certain age, right, used to be worried about you when you still lived there, but they knew you were on some bullshit. And right. My mom's used to do this thing where she said, "I don't care how late you come home, come upstairs and tell me you're home, because I can't sleep."
Right.
So I was used to coming home and going and telling her I'm home and seeing my pops in the bed.
Okay.
So I come home one night, pops ain't in the bed.
All
right. Right? I knew they had problems and all that shit, but I wasn't trying to, entertain that shit. I was too caught up in what I was doing.
Right.
So But that's when it hit me, and I was like, damn, shit is real. And then I just remember my mother just stuck for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a big change of life. So she was stuck. And that's what got me upset. So meanwhile, my sister's still trying to maintain a relationship with him, whatever. He'll come, try to pick them up or whatever. And the whole snow incident, that's, I don't know how the fuck you remember that shit.
Come but, on, that's monumental. Yeah, who pushes their pop to the phone? Yeah. Fuck out of here. I'll never forget that shit.
It was more than a push.
So tell me the story.
It was just, all right, so... You know, at a certain age, I was rebellious. We all angry. You know, yeah. You know, when you're a teenager, bro, you becoming a man. You think you know shit. Yeah. So, Pops comes to visit, and I just don't want to let him slide today. Right. I didn't want to let him slide today. You know what I'm saying? Because he came to pick my sisters up, but he wouldn't come in the house. And we had a bunch of underlying issues or whatever. I'm like, damn, you can't come confront these issues. You know what I'm saying? You can't come in the house. So. You think you're just gonna come in my driveway, pick up my sisters, my mom's sad, you doing all this wild shit. Yeah. So I remember looking at my mom's and being like, tell him to leave. She's like, I can't do that or whatever. I said, listen, you know, I think you can, but if you don't want to and you want me to tell him, I'll tell him. But I'm gonna do it my way. And she was like, okay. So once I got the green light from April,
that's a fact.
I said, okay, you know what I'm saying? I said, Mom, you know what this means, right? I even gave a second chance because I wasn't even built for it all the way at that point.
That's your pops.
Yeah, I had to hype myself up. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you kill a water bug in the crib, you got to hype yourself up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right. And you know how the town is. You got snow banks that are super high. So, my pops kept a nice car and shit, which used to make me even madder, because he looked like he was doing better when he left. And you know, when a man leaves a woman, you start spending money the way you want to spend it. Yeah. So he starts pulling up in new joints. you know,
they was the first with the Diamante wagon. Let me just be clear. Yes. Leathered out. Nice. Yes.
That's the one he left my mom's with.
Sounds nice. I wanted to buy that.
That's a fact. So, man, that shit is blurry now, but.
So what happened, man?
I go outside. I tell him he got to go. He gives me the cold shoulder, whatever. Basically, like, just trying to curve me, ignore it. You know what I'm saying? And that's just getting me madder and madder and madder and shit. And I see my sisters getting in the car. I feel like, oh, the family's divided. I gotta do this. Yeah. But he's polying. He's not trying to leave when I tell him to leave. So
he's outside the car.
Right. So that's, you know, so I had to put him in the snow. You know what I'm saying? And then he got in the car with snow on him and shit, you know.
But it was strange. How you gloss over that? What did you do? Did you mush him? Did you push him? Like, what are you doing? Like, this is a drug dealer's dream.
It was strange because at this, you know, you hit an age as a son with a dad where you become as tall as him, as big as him, your voice changes, you become a man. Right. And all of a sudden, you're not scared of your dad anymore. Right. But you still have a certain amount of respect. He used to fucking punish you, whoop your ass, whatever, right? So you still a level of respect for your father. Hopefully.
How do you lunge at your pops, bro?
Just because fed up.
No, how? You gotta
You
give
mean
them.
You want me
yes,
to...
Yes, play by play, bro.
Well, like, honestly, I felt once...
I know what
once,
you felt.
Once I manned up and was like, you're gonna step to your father who's done A, B, and C to you, or who you feel this way against, or whatever, all this shit comes out. I thought it was going to present a challenge, but it ain't present no challenge. Like, I thought I was going to have to go in for a real fight.
Right.
But it didn't. Present a challenge. That's what I'm saying.
Say?
So I took it. He was just looking scared.
How did you push him, bro? Why are you giving me the analytical?
I just did the average grab up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Did you
and
up?
Then, and then I saw
down.
The fear. Listen, I saw the fear in his face. And it literally made me kind of just fall back, and he just fell like pathetically in the snow.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be a big thing. Like, I've been doing push-ups for mad nights.
Pathetically?
Yeah. So.
You did the analytical, philosophical Keith Murray explanation.
I'm just saying. Yeah. So you wanted to know.
Why you just say y'all bush ass? I got him and stuff. Did you grab him by his jacket? Did you just?
It was just. I just grabbed him up. I was ready for whatever confrontation, but he just folded. That was basically.
So he just,
what
he got out the snow and just got.
Yeah, he
in
got
the
car. It. Yeah, it's like slush on him. You know, motherfuckers
yeah,
from upstate
don't
know what slush is.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
it's brown
yeah,
and
it's like
the white snow
yeah,
from the bush.
Yeah. Yeah, the dirty snow. He had a red. No, he had a red. Yeah, he. I think he had a red act at the time.
So what
know.
I'm saying
but
is,
then I start wilding after I know that. After I
you know
that,
you got him.
Yeah, I know that I got him.
That's
now,
when you get hyped.
Yeah, now
you try to stomp him.
Yeah, I start kicking the car bumper.
Yeah, talk that
fucking
shit,
bounce,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? So that shit was just. It was just what it was. Yeah, that's an old school word. Bounce. I'm like bounce. Bounce. You know what I'm saying? So
the bounce so, master do
yeah. Yeah, so he never came back. And then I came in my mom's I came back inside. I'm thinking my mom's gonna be wilding. Like, how
she
could
seen
you
it?
Do that?
Did she see
yeah,
it?
She watching from the kitchen. Remember okay. Where my mom's
the kitchen
was?
Window is
yeah,
just
where
prime
she watched
real
the
estate.
Basketball court.
That's
right?
A fact.
So when I came back in, she ain't say nothing. She just was like I think she felt good about that situation.
Sis was tight?
Nah, yeah, they was always tight. Because, you know, daughters have a, and when I was young, I was angry at that. And for anybody listening, listen, man, daughters are always going to have a different relationship with their father than the son will.
Okay.
That's just, yo, the daughters are going to let the dad get away with a lot of shit. Okay. Meanwhile, the son feels like, well, at least I felt like, okay I got to be the man of the house. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, that's just the dynamic of the situation, man. And but to bring the whole thing forward,
what
as
happened
a grown
later?
Man,
what happened later? Right. How many years went by before you seen your father?
A lot of years. A lot of years.
Damn.
Probably like 15.
Damn.
Since the mush? 15 from the mush?
Let's see.
Maybe school. That year.
Yeah.
Maybe 10. Maybe a decade. Because there was little things like my sister would get married.
Oh,
and I might come, but I kind of like, I was into other shit, bro. So I might watch from the outside, but I might see him, you know, maneuvering somewhere. You know what I'm saying? But actual contact, probably about 10 to 15, 10
that
to 12.
Times that you and him talk.
Right.
Okay.
So when I came back to the A, I knew that I never wanted to come back. I love the town, but I hate the town, right? So it's a love-hate relationship. So I knew that I wanted to see my pops before I left because I figured the next time I would hear about him or from him, he'd be dead. So I took it upon me. I'm like, you know, part of growing up is being a man and fucking being better than your pops was, right?
That's a fact.
So I go to see him at, he was still working and I pulled
what does
up.
Your pops do? What did your pops
he worked at a college. He worked at a college. Okay. Something in administration,
He had a good job.
Yeah, good job. All so, right. I go to
his office,
and I asked his secretary if I could speak to him because I was literally getting on the road today.
This is an ill story.
And obviously, I look a little different from the average kid or young adult that's there, or whatever. Definitely young adults because it's a college or whatever. So. She's like, well, he's doing something. I don't know. He won't be free for maybe an hour. You want me to leave a message? I'm like, nah, I'll wait. You know what I'm saying? So I sit there. I think y'all even went to the car and like blew one or something. So come back. I'm sitting there waiting. He finally comes out and she's like, Mr. Grover, somebody's here to see you. And it's me. He's like, hey, I'm Mr. Grover. How can I help you? And just staring me dead in my face like, I don't know, like I'm a student who
like
wants to join.
Like, who the fuck are
us.
You?
That's yeah.
He don't know so, his son.
Right. So I'm like, it's me. I'm your son. You know what I'm saying? And then I just remember the secretary lady who had me waiting. She just starts crying immediately.
Damn.
Because she probably, I don't know, it probably related to whatever the fuck. So he pulls me into his office and I'm expecting some
apology,
some,
heartfelt
something.
Speech.
Yeah, something.
God
you know
damn
saying?
It, motherfucker, I ain't
yeah,
seen you for, I
like,
missed you. You
yeah,
look so much like
yeah,
me.
Something.
All the
something.
Bullshit.
And you know what the craziest thing was? His job was such a great job, was so close to the neighborhood where I was ruining my life at. Mm. Like, he could have drove 90 seconds.
Helping
down the street to see what his son is up to.
Help his son.
Yeah, see what his son is up to.
What I'm saying is he in the same hood helping other kids.
That's a fact.
Definitely, basically. That's a fact. Basically, right? But you could be very close geographically, but be removed a million miles away mentally.
So, so how is that?
You know what's crazy about that shit, bro?
Yeah.
I found my dad 2014, right? Wow. Last time I seen him, I was 3. So, my dad Nigerian. I don't know how much y'all know about Nigeria, but it's a democracy. They got a president, but they got local governments like mayors, but the villages is like, it's royalty. You got your paramount rulers, princes and shit like that. So my dad, my granddad is a paramount ruler. My dad is a prince. So he came over here with money on the fuck shit, drugs, girls, all this shit. Right? So, you know, my mom always made excuses for the nigga and shit. Like, oh, I'm pretty sure if he was around, he might be in Nigeria. He'll come look for you, blah, 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 and all this shit. So my mom got married to a Jamaican. All these motherfuckers go to Calypso clubs. So she told me she seen my dad at the club with the stepdad. So he was like, yeah, you know, Chris, my son, now you can stay the fuck away. We don't need you around. So I said, what my dad say? He like, he just walked off. So I had already made up in my mind, like, fuck, bro. You know what I'm saying? He ain't even trying to fight for me, so fuck it. So my oldest son, as time went by, my oldest son, he was on some shit like, well, you know, my grandma told me that granddad Nigerian, I want to know something about that. So I decided to look for him. You know what I mean? I started looking for him like 2012 and come to find out, you know, in Atlanta, Decatur, like right around the corner. Come to find out this man stayed in Decatur the whole time. Damn, like you like 5 miles away from me, bro. Yeah. You didn't reach out to me one time.
Yeah, exactly.
So once again, fuck you. I'm not about to keep looking for you. Son pressed the issue again in 2014. I said, fuck it, I'm gonna look for him one more time. A Facebook profile popped up and shit, but it was a funeral program. So I asked my mom, I said, this my dad right here? She said, yeah, that's your dad. Yeah. My dad, that nigga dead, you know what I'm saying? So I happened to call the number that was on the funeral program from the photographer just a shot in the dark. From that phone call, I done met my older sister in New Orleans. We somewhere cool, but I got a sister around my age here in Georgia, you know what I'm saying? Then I done started talking to the family over there in Nigeria, so still never met the nigga, but other shit came from it.
That happens.
Definitely.
That definitely happens, and that's a good part of the story. Now, I kind of want to go back to when you having this conversation with your
pop,
when he don't recognize you.
Right, I'm
going to happens in that conversation?
We're in the conversation. I'm waiting for, like, an epic, like, grand finale, that's right? I'm waiting, like...
right before you move into Atlanta,
you want
closure.
And you see me, I'm alive, I'm not in prison, I'm not dead, like, yo, and I'm trying to do something, like, closure. So...
that's about.
He basically just says, sorry. This motherfucker ain't drop a tear, nothing. You know what I'm saying? He like, I'm sorry, I was addicted to this and sex and this, all this shit and fucking bitches. I'm like, who is it?
Yeah.
He like, I was addicted to alcohol and women and sex. I'm like, motherfucker, who is it? Like, I want to fuck bitches and drink every day. But I don't because I'm disciplined. You know what I'm saying? The fuck? Like, I have no sympathy for this speech, you know what I'm saying?
Like, you want sympathy?
Yeah, so
I grew, like, grew up without a father, motherfucker.
Yeah, so it was like...
my critical years when I was deciding whether I want to be a gang member or a student. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It was just an anticlimactic speech, you know what I'm saying? And
how long was this visit?
It probably lasted 10, 15 minutes.
Damn.
It wasn't even long.
No, like, exchange numbers... let me through.
No plan. Let's hang out. Nothing. It was just like good luck in the A.
That was the last time you saw him?
Nah. Well, yes. Last time I saw him. But it wasn't the last time I spoke to him.
Okay.
So fast forward, right? I get a call maybe, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years later, a family call where certain family members thought it would be more impactful if I reach out to him because he wasn't doing something he was supposed to do. Obviously, which is his MO. You know what I'm saying? So
financial responsibility.
Yeah, so I reach out because they thought it, my sisters thought it would be more impactful if I meet up. So I reach out and you get to a certain age as a man, you're not emotional like a young man, like I'm not gonna put him in the snow anymore or none of that shit.
Motherfucker,
he
you
might
gonna
break
do
a
this.
Hip. You
you're
know
like, motherfucker, you gonna do this shit or not?
Right. Yeah, so I call him. And you get to a point when you're young and rebellious and angry and wilding, you're like, yo, fuck a dad, I don't need a dad. But when you get grown, it was almost like, damn, my mother's still a mother. Like, no matter how old I get, my mother's still my mother. Right. Mothers tell you that. Your mother will reach out to you and you'll be like, Mom, why the fuck are you talking to me like that? She'll be like, no matter how old you are, you're still my son. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mom say mom shit. So I started thinking like, damn, why dads get let off the hook? You know what I'm saying? They get let off the hook. That's like, if you're shitty at your job, it don't mean you don't have to work anymore. You're supposed to double back and work double time. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, all right, let me hit him and basically see if he'll step up to the plate in a certain situation. So I hit him and it immediately, I take the lead because obviously he's on some sucker shit. Yeah. I take the lead and I'm like, yo, you know, what's up, man? Like, I'm grown now. It's not emotional anymore. What's up? Like, what happened? You know what I'm saying? And he was like, well, you know I left, right? And I'm like, nah, that's why I'm on the phone with you. Yeah. Before you had this story about you just wanted to get bent and fuck hoes like every other motherfucker, that's fine. And he like, nah, I left because of you. Mm. And I'm like, I couldn't get it right with you. So I left. Like, damn. That's some sorry ass shit. You tell that shit
that's
to a motherfucker.
That's some bullshit right there, bro.
Yeah, you tell that to a grown man. It's certain people, right?
If you'd have said that to your face, you'd have fucked him up.
Yeah, I would have put him back in the snow.
I would put him in the snow with you. We'd have fucked Paul Grover ass up that day.
But listen, this is the crazy shit. When we was young, G used to tell me, like, yo, your pops is fucked up. But I ain't want to believe it.
Okay.
You know, you used to tell me, like, here come Paul. You remember when we used to hoop and shit?
Yeah, because Paul used to look at us crazy. Yeah. First of all, Blanc is the only nigga I know with a basketball hoop in his backyard. Yeah. The day Blanc got the shit was in like, his backyard, listen, I was waiting like a fly on shit.
Listen.
We was in like in the project Westmoreland Park, like waiting like,
for my hoop to go up. Yo, yeah, listen, my driveway was like the shit, most popping park.
I was just waiting. Because Blanc was my friend.
Right.
See, if I'm getting a basketball court, my pop's putting it up.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm waiting like salivating. Like, I can go. I ain't got to ask for
that.
I had
a rim that was up adjustable. There,
this is my adjustable rim. I could jump on 8 feet.
Oh, my God. Oh my it was God. Over. Like, it was
like
over.
We broke Blanc rim.
Every day.
That's a fact.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, his pops had to solder this shit back. Yeah, yeah, he hated us coming over there. So what happened?
Yeah.
When we used to come over, I used
if
to
you ain't never ran 21 and got tapped out, you can't even chill
that's
with
a
me.
Fact. Honestly. Listen, I used to hope Blanc moms would just be there. I'd be like, I hope April there, right? But when Paul used to be there, he used to watch you like a hawk. Like, like he just gave you that negative energy, bro. Yeah. Like he hated black people. That was a fact.
He might have.
That's I'm he telling might have. You, bro.
It, nah, it's real shit.
I'm keeping this to my man. Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah. But see, that's probably why he hated me.
Because Blanc only fucked with black people. Yeah. So listen, shout out Josh Dodd.
Yeah,
Lucas.
We have friends. Yeah, we have friends.
Blanc had white friends.
Definitely.
The first, like the best part about me and Blanc, and that's probably why we cool today, is because, like, I grew up just black, everything. Like, people watch this, they think Blanc Puerto Rican, he's Spanish. Blanc is white.
Yeah.
Both his parents
watch
are white.
Watch our views go up.
That's a fact. I hope they do. We need that pressure from the other side, right? So what happens is that was like my other side of life. Yeah. Like when I lived in this two-family house on Westmoreland, like where I stayed at, right? I'm a block away from the projects, three blocks away from the suburbs.
Mm, right.
I go to Blanc house. He's throughout 3 blocks away from the suburbs, right? When I didn't live in the project, I live in this two-family house. So it was dope because I could go to school with Blanc and school with them.
Yeah.
So, but right. Blanc was my friend.
Right.
So Blanc get a basketball court. Like, me and Blanc was, before Blanc got the basketball court, this was my man, right? We just fucking with each other. But he had cool white friends. I get invited to the white birthday parties, places, event centers, that Duncan's Hoops. Where was that place in Fayetteville? Duncan's Sports. Sports and Hoops. Sports and Hoops. Either way.
Yeah. I know what you're
never,
talking about.
I would have never been there if it wasn't him.
Right.
All
right.
Our parties was at the house. As Blanc and B came to my birthday party, where it was at?
On Westmoreland.
It was at my house.
We played.
My grandmother made the cake.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't no... It wasn't lit.
We used
you
empty 2 liters for the bases.
Yes.
We played kickball in the street. We used empty 2 liters. I remember.
Yes,
R.I.P. Kev slipped on the 2 liter bottle.
Yeah, it was fun. Stickball.
And listen, I could
2 liters
there.
Was the bases.
You know, I could walk
Yes, it wasn't far.
Yeah,
I would walk to Blanc house. It wasn't that far, but it was a whole nother world to me. But when I see his pops, I'm like, He don't fuck with us over here.
Yeah.
Across this Genesee Parkway over here, it's a whole other world.
I knew my pops was racist, right?
Yes, that's a fact.
When he would tell me, leave that basketball talk outside. I knew that's when he was racist. Because what that really meant was...
Leave them outside.
Why the fuck do you sound black in my house?
That's fair.
I know what that's really meant. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, the women I used to bring home and all that. So I think, you know, it just wasn't...
You know...
It's crazy in 2018 now because everything is all about race and racism and race and all this shit.
That's
but
a fact.
We grew up in a time where...
you know,
if you shared an environment... You understood similarities in life.
But see,
I think that's what we
But
understood.
You know what it was? We did.
Yeah.
Your parents did.
Nah.
The illest part about your mom, your mother loves me.
Word, she does.
That's
she
a
does.
Fact.
She'll hug you if she was here
April
right now.
April loves me.
Word.
Like,
word.
like, I can really, really, really say that. Like,
she asked me about you on the phone. She'd be like,
April sees me and when I was doing wrong, was really like, what is he doing? Is he okay? You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you a real story about my mom's real quick.
Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead.
This bitch gave me crabs once, right?
Okay.
Podcast shit. No other podcast admits to crabs.
An ex-girlfriend gave you crabs.
No. Just a chick I popped. A chick I popped. You said you had crabs?
Everybody.
Okay, thank
Let's
you.
Go. Let's go.
So,
let's go. Let's
I knock
go.
This chick let's down. Go. I knock this chick down, right?
Let's go there.
I come home to the crib.
Let's go
I don't
to
know
STDs.
How this came up.
Yeah.
Let's just go, right? So I'm tired of the deep shit about fathers.
You got change
right?
400.
So I come to the crib, and it was a chick I wanted to pop for mad long. I'm not going to say her name.
Okay.
She was
you can out her.
She was from the buildings, okay? She had a fat ass, and she was from down south. That's all I'm going to say, right?
Man, so, was she light skin?
Brown skin chick. You know
it's okay.
So I knock her down at my little spot, my little side spot, and then...
On Columbus.
Cumberland, the dead end side of Cumberland.
Okay, let's go.
And as soon as I knock her down, drop her off, it was whack. It was super whack for some reason. I was looking forward to it, but it was super whack.
Okay.
I didn't do a good job, I'm going to be honest.
And you got crabs. Cause
you
like, deserved it.
It was like my mind knew shit wasn't right. Get out of here. Okay. Escape. You know what I'm saying?
But
like,
the crab got a hold of you. Crabs in a barrel.
So I come home. This is how real moms are, though. Yeah. This is how real mothers are.
Go ahead.
I come home, right? I go jump in the shower because I ain't showered yet. I knock shorty down, drop her off, go to my mom's crib to shower, right? I look down like, what the fuck?
Already? Oh my God. It was like, yeah, damn.
She had grown-ups.
Damn.
She was mature.
She had lobsters.
She was untreated. She was untreated, right? So I go... So my mom, I go to my mom's crib. I take a shower. Yo, as soon as
she had the Dungeness crab,
yeah,
the blue crab,
yeah,
them king crab,
yes, yeah,
them Alaskan snow crab.
Yo, I run butt ass naked out the bathroom.
Not the hermit crabs.
Listen,
but go ahead.
Into my mom's bedroom, right?
What?
Hold it and covering my joint. You know what I'm saying with the towel and all that. Mom, something ain't right. Da-da-da. This chick did A, B, and C. She said, I got you. I'm going 24-hour CVS. Go in there. Do what you got to do. There's a razor in there. Handle your business. I'm coming back with the shampoo.
Damn. Mom's held it down.
Kept it G. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yo, where the fuck is a father at in those situations? That's where your father's supposed to be like, bro.
Don't tell your mother.
Lay down with these bitches. Don't do this. Don't do that. Learn this. Learn that.
Don't
I gotta go to my mother with a rag around my joint, talking about mom, help me. You know what I'm saying?
That shit
so
is
that's the real shit. But that's when mothers step up. Shout out to April. You know that's when mothers step up, man.
That's a fact.
But that shit saved me, by the way, because I ain't. For the camera since I ain't never been burnt since. That shit saved me. I was scared of pussy for some years after that shit. I was
still scared of pussy.
Yeah, I'm still scared of pussy. Thank you. Scared to death. Y'all bitches pussy is poison. Scared to death. I be running the other way. Yeah, I do the combine.
Nah, that's a fact, man. Hey, man. Drug Dealer's Dream is the realest podcast.
Dream, man. Y'all know y'all caught crabs. Don't leave a goddamn message. Yo, Jay, thank you for telling me that you caught crabs. I appreciate that. I had to say your name. Rome over there laughing. No, yeah, chlamydia. Chlamydia.
A drug dealer's dream.
Yeah. And I had to go to Momo's.
Okay. Yeah, you had to. She got you the shampoo?
She got me right.
Shampoo's real.
That shit kills everything. Hey, listen,
that's the best STD you could catch as a young man. No, because you get rid of it. Yeah, it's the best STD. Because you get, it's like a gateway drug.
On that note, make sure y'all hit that subscribe button.
Hit the subscribe button, man. Hit the like button.
I don't even think crabs exist anymore. You know what I'm saying? That shit had me fucking with my drawers on, with my boxers on. That shit had me putting the rubber on through my boxes. Yo, don't catch crabs, B. Shit is scary.
Shorty.
Oh, man.
Yo, yeah. Blanc, you funny as shit.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, man.
Drug Dealer's Dreams, man. The realest podcast, man.
We about to sign off on that.
I'm blaming Jake for pouring me a 10 shot when I asked him.
Listen, man. Drug dealer's
dream.
You
tune in for gossip.
Tune the fuck out. Fuck out of here. Drug dealer's dream, man.
Word.
Salute. Peace.